Well, it's now 2 p.m. and the end of the day for us at the Carbutio. I have to tell you, first of all, or mention, is the weather. The weather now is becoming, or the skies I should say, are becoming more overcast, darker clouds, but it's incredibly hot. It really is, and it's been like that since the sun jumped over the top of the buildings this morning. Even though the sun wasn't blazing in our faces all day long, it was out, in and out, in and out. The temperature just rose and rose. And you know, I'm looking back at the car boot as people are all packing up now. We've already packed up, but the car's ready to go, and Mary has just, as usual, walked home because she likes to get a breath of air on the way home and stretch her legs after standing all day at a car boot. So the people here most of the traders and the sellers and the car booters are bare naked, as we say. You know, most of the guys have either not got a top on or a skimpy top, and most of the women have either not got a top on. No, I'm joking about that, but some of them would be as well without having a top on. Yeah, just about a top, some of them. But that's their way. I'm not criticising, I'm just saying. It's just an observation. But it's been incredibly humid. I listened to a piece of audio there by Richard Hubbock, Big Rick, who is at All One Word. All One Word is his nick. And Richard was talking about the humidity, 90%. I don't know what the percentage is here. I haven't got a humidity gauge. A humidity stat, but I tend to agree with Richard, probably between 80 and 90%. It's so darn hot and humid, sticky. There's a great expression here in Scotland, and it's, some people might say, the sweat is running down my back. People in Scotland, unless you come from Edinburgh, that is, who will still say, the sweat is running down my back. Most of Scotland just says, the sweat's running down my shuck. And your shuck is that that gap between your buttocks. So it's that sweaty, it's running down your shuck. I prefer that to running down my back. But even my shirt is sticking to my back proper, really soaking with sweat. But I'm not complaining, because this is a whole new world for us. It's been years since we had a summer like this. Even last year was good, wasn't as good as this. And having temperatures like this is just phenomenal. I mean, I'm guessing it's 26, 27 here in the open. In the confines of the garden, it's probably going to be much higher than that. It was yesterday, it was about 20, 29 at the front garden by about 6 o'clock in the evening. So anyway, the day has finished. Everyone's packing up and I'll be heading home now. Mary will go down for our usual sleep for an hour, because it just burns her out. I'm burnt out as well, but I won't go down. It doesn't work for me. Oh my God. I'm going to, this is Richard Hubbock experience. Oh my God, there's a cold, cool breeze just blowing along the side of this building here. Oh, it's phenomenal. Sorry, Rick, couldn't resist it. No, but it is. There's a cool breeze sprung up now, and it's absolutely lovely. But it's been a great day. Mary, not like her, she hasn't given me the tally, the total. She usually tells me just as we're packing up what she's made, but I know by the empty boxes going by that she's sold well. And I'll tell you a wee story about one thing in particular. Someone had handed in another set of golf clubs. I may have mentioned golf clubs earlier on. Someone handed in a set of golf clubs. Not a great set. About three or four putters, two or three woods, an iron, and a driver. But it was a pretty cheap looking... what do you call the golf bag? Pretty cheap golf bag. So Mary had stuck a sticker and she said, I just want rid of this. So she stuck a fiver on the lot. And people came and looked and came and looked and didn't bother. I think that was slender actually. And nobody bought anything. So I said, sod this for a lark. There's the rain coming. The rain's coming. Bang on the time they said, 2 o'clock. How incredulous is that for the weather forecast to get it bang on? And it's definitely thunder. So I said, no, sod this for a lark. So I took all the golf clubs out. I laid them on a coloured harp, a blue harp. I put £3 on the bag, which was empty. I put £3 on all the clubs, the woods, except the fancy driver, because a guy had said to Mary, you know that driver you're selling there with the fancy sock on it? He says, that's got to be worth £20 even second hand. So I put a tenner on it. You know what? Boy came along shortly after, lifted it up, had a few swings with it. Said, I'll have that. £10 for one club. Nobody'd buy the lot, including the bag, for fiver. The logic. Yeah, but that's car boots for you. So, it's been a great day. And I'm looking forward now to getting back. I'm sitting in my wee room, cooling off. I've got to put a fan in there and put my feet up. And don't know what I'm going to do. I'll have a cold drink. And I'll relax for an hour and a half till Mary gets up. And I'll put the dinner on, which is always pies and beans, the famous Boyle's pies from the just up the road from here. Award-winning, yes, multi-award-winning Boyle's pies. Scotch pies, that is. And beans. Followed by Viennetta. Viennetta's my favourite. So, that's the plans. And then it'll be, well, I don't know. We'll see if we're going to laze the rest of the day or go to the vigil mass this evening. It's 6 p.m. in Blackburn, just up the road from here, 10 minutes, and then have Sunday all to ourselves or whatever. It all goes down to how Mary's feeling. It always is. I always ask her what she wants to do. I'm just too darn good to that woman. No, to be honest with you, it just saves any arguments. Okay, gotta go. A great day. I'd say it's not just been a good day, it's been a great day. All in, it's been a great day. And it's definitely spitting the rain now, so I'm going to get in the car and get back. And I won't be sorry if I get soaked getting out of the car. I think I'll just stand there and soak it up, actually. So, back to the car. Head for the hills. Yep. Another thunderstorm on its way. Hope so. I've had a lot recently from people on Audioboo putting them up. It's good stuff. We don't often get thunderstorms because mostly we don't get enough heat generated to cause them. Oh, imagine a summer of thunderstorms. That'd be fantastic for us Scots. Anyway, maybe catch a bit of the Commonwealth Games when I get home. I watched the swimming, I watched the cycling and the velodrome, two of my favourite sports. And hopefully there'll be more of that on today and I'll catch up. There you go. Raining proper now. We're all going to get drook it. Cheer you by the now.